En Cox, estamos un paso adelante. Como el muchacho que ya sabe la orden de tu cafecito incluso antes de pedirlo.
¡Hey, José! ¿Café con leche sin lactosa, un toque de vainilla, templadito sin azúcar?
En Cox también nos adelantamos a lo que necesitas. Por eso el precio de tu plan no subirá por 3 años. Y nuestra seguridad avanzada protegerá tu red de amenazas antes de que pasen. Cox, un paso adelante. José, llamada de tu jefe en 3, 2, 1. Al menos 500 megabits por segundo de velocidad y Cox Unlimited Mobile. Impuestos y cargos no incluidos en garantía de precio. Velocidad de datos móviles reducida tras usar 20 gigas al mes.
Dave Moore
on Today FM. As seen on your screen.
With Persil Wonder Wash Dazzling White Liquid Detergent. Whites that wow in just 15 minutes.
All right, Maria Devereaux, what have you seen? What do you want us to know about?
Tonight, there is a new Game of Thrones spin-off.
Now, I'm so immersed in Lord of the Rings, obviously after my day yesterday, that, you know, I'm kind of going, what? There's another fantasy series? But yes, there is, and I love this one too.
There is, and it's also written by George R.R. Martin.
Absolutely.
It's a couple of novellas he had about it's called The Tales of Dunk and Egg.
Dunk and Egg,
yeah,
right.
But the series is called A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms, and it starts on Sky Atlantic tonight at 9. It is a situation where you will be going week to week, so
yeah,
I don't think I'm going to dip into it just yet.
Okay.
Because I can't like cope with that. Yeah. No, I can't. I lose track. I watch too many things in between. And then I'm like, what happened there?
You're hardly going to confuse like Emmerdale and Game of Thrones. Like,
well,
honest,
yeah.
Like.
Well, sometimes there's a crossover with actors. There is, genuinely. Like, actually, in this one, Nidge is in this one.
Oh, Nidge. Tom Von Lawler. One, yeah. Actually, isn't the main guy an Irish dude?
Yeah, so his name is Peter Claffey.
Yes, Peter, yeah.
And he's
from
Port Umnet in Galway. He's 6'5".
He is a big
and
man.
And he's 29. He plays Sir Duncan the Tall, or Dunk from the Tales
from
of Duncan Egg.
Duncan Egg, right, gotcha.
Let me play a clip of the trailer.
I was squire to Sir Arlen of Pennytree since I was a boy. And he charged me to be a good knight, to defend the weak and the innocent. And I swore that I would.
What's your name?
Sir Duncan the Tall.
Never heard of him.
Do you know every knight in the Seven Kingdoms, then?
The good ones. If you could bring me to Ashford, I could squire for you, sir.
Rob me, and I'll hunt you down with dogs.
You don't have dogs!
I'll get some.
Where?
Am I gathering that that little fella might just be Egg?
He's Egg.
Gotcha.
Who then becomes, he goes on to become Aegon the Fifth. Targaryen.
Aegon Targaryen.
Yeah.
See, this is where it gets very complicated for me. Are you like this? I can't follow the Targaryens.
Isn't there a couple of names in the Targaryens that are the same? And then I don't
so
know.
Similar.
Was that the Mad King? No, that wasn't the Mad King. It was the lad
and then
before.
They look the same as they're all blonde and you're just... Oh,
but
so
listen,
confusing.
I'm happy to go along with the ride.
Yeah, sure.
But Peter Claffey, right?
Yeah.
Super proud of him. He used to be a big rugby head. Played Ireland under 20s in the Six Nations in 2016.
Man, Peter Claffey. Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah. And imagine if he did the trend on his social media that's going around now. You know, 2016 versus 2026.
Oh, yeah.
It would be very different, wouldn't it?
But he'd also be
because
like,
he'd be like talking out for Ireland.
Yeah, you're like there in his Arda gear. Now he's like the main star of a new Game of Thrones series.
Yeah, what have you done?
Yeah. How's your life looking? He stepped back from rugby then in 2019, and 2022 saw his acting career move to the stage and the screen. He played Joe in Bad Sisters,
who
was the boyfriend of Becca's, Eve Hewson.
Yeah, remember that.
He was in Vikings Valhalla. And then in 2024, he was in small things like these. He played Barry alongside Cillian Murphy.
Oh, wait. So, yes, he did.
This is his first leading role in a series.
That's what I remember him in small things like these. Peter Claffey, legend.
Yeah. So apparently with the series, right, some of the same people worked on The House of Dragon.
Okay.
And George R.R. Martin is also involved in this to keep just the continuity correct.
Because isn't this in between, if you go on a timeline of Game of Thrones, House of the Dragon was 200 years before Game of Thrones have started at all.
Yeah.
And where's this one?
This is somewhere in the middle.
Okay, about 100 years back.
It's about 100 years, between 75 and 100 years.
Okay.
So there's still Baratheons and Targaryens all over the show.
Gotcha.
But yeah, he plays Dunk, the main character, and it's all about Dunk and Egg, the kid.
The kid.
Their adventures across Westeros.
It sounds deadly. I actually can't wait for this. I'm a huge Game of Thrones fan, so this is going to make a lot of sense.
They seem to have taken a little, like, because all of the other series that we've seen seem to be about the people at the top. This is more about the people on the ground.
Gotcha.
The smaller people. So he's like a small knight, wants to become a big main knight.
Gotcha. Yeah. Excellent. Fantastic. Well, we look forward to that. It's
9 o'clock tonight.
Sky Atlantic. And then week to week, if you're that kind of person, you can have to wait.
Dave Moore on Today FM.